You know how there's the double standard for men and women of being like a hoe?
Don't say anything about Britney because you know I love Britney.
I'm going to.
Please stop.
You know there's a double standard. Like, you know, a guy can be a womanizer, but a woman can't ever be a manonizer.
Right. Shut up, Parker.
BS.
I love Britney. Don't make fun of her.
Parker's Court. We've got it going on right now. It's called the case of the premarital cohabitation. Chrissy and Reese have both pled their cases. Chrissy thinks that she and Reese should move together. They've been dating for a couple of years. Now they're engaged.
Yep.
Save cash. They're already doing the adult handshake anyways.
They are.
Staying at each other's houses all the time.
Right.
They should move in together. Save some money. Reese says no. My mom's religious, and I just don't think I'm ready to do that yet. And yeah. All right, Adam. We got Adam on line one. Adam, what should the verdict be?
They should move in together because he doesn't sound like he's serious about getting married. And if he won't let her move in, she needs to move on.
The wedding's coming up.
They're engaged. They're shaking hands, and he's using his mother's religion as an excuse not to move in. No.
Adam says, wink sauce! 98.7 The Peak, it's all about variety. Cindy Lauper, girls just want to have fun.
Yes, they do.
Especially when you're living together before you get married, living in sin!
Oh, come on.
Well, that's what, hey, according to Reese, he doesn't want to do that. Parker's Court is happening right now. Chrissy and Reese are throwing their case out on the radio for a jury of their peers to decide.
Yes.
Reese says, no, I don't want to move in together before we get married. We've been dating for a while, I know. We're already hooking up.
Shaking hands. Right.
But, Chrissy says, why not? We're already doing that. We've been together for a while. Now let's just do this. Right. Let's get it on.
Right.
All right, Randy and Gilbert, don't do it, man.
I'm the father of the bride that's getting married in March. I can't ask if they're doing the handshake, but I'm not naive.
Right.
And I say, sleepovers are not appropriate.
Oh, okay, so definitely not moving in together.
Now, well, let me ask you this. Does your daughter live with you?
Yes, she does.
Okay, well, then, see, now, yeah, you're under my house, you're by my rules. But
right.
What if she had an apartment and she lived with a girlfriend or whatever?
I would still say it's inappropriate.
Angie, in surprise, you're on Chrissy's side. For goodness sakes, man, save some money.
I don't know. You know, you may love each other in theory, but being in the same household 24/7 is a completely different story. If I hadn't lived with my husband before the wedding, I don't think it would have lasted long.
Oh, because it would have been an unpleasant surprise. You had to get used to it.
Definitely.
What's this Dutch oven game you speak of?
I have no idea.
Stop it. Now, Angie, don't you think, I mean, it's better to maybe learn all this stuff before you get...
Exactly.
That's what she's saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, I totally misunderstood
you. Krusty Rusty, the bailiff, is a little... She's getting older, so she's not sharp.
Krusty Rusty hasn't finished her coffee yet, Angie.
Right,
I'm so sorry.
She's on Chrissy's side. All right, Angie, thanks for calling in. Parker Scort still in session. Grabbing some more jury members here.
Order in the court.
Order in the court. Let me get my gavel out.
Krusty Rusty is angry. Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
The case of premarital cohabitation with Chrissy and Reese. They both pled their cases. Chrissy wants to move in. They've been dating for a while. They're now engaged. Reese says no. Religious, this and that, the other thing. And they are doing the adult handshake. Have been for several years.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead and grab our jurors and see what they have to say. Here we go. Good morning. You're on Reese's side, Sarah and Peoria.
I am on Reese's side. I say exactly what he's saying. Do not move in. I was living with my husband for 6 years before we got married, and it's exactly just getting a ring. Nothing changes. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you might as well wait and have that nice little euphoric honeymoon period.
Exactly.
Make it special.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Steven and Mesa, you're on the girls' side. You say move in.
Me and my fiance have been together for 2 years.
Right.
We moved in after week three.
Wow.
And we've been engaged for a year.
And you guys still like each other?
Oh, yeah.
And you've made it farther than most married couples already if you still like each other. So there you go. All right, thanks for calling in, buddy. Tito, Glendale, you don't agree with Reese. He's a hypocrite.
Oh, Tito.
Yes, he is. Yeah, hey, look, if you're going to blame it on the religion, it's against my religion, then you can't do the adult handshake. That should be against your religion also.
There you go.
Tito.
If you're doing the adult handshake, then you might as well live with the girl.
Tito,
are you right?
Great point, my friend.
And hey, if you're already doing it, at least it makes it more convenient.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. So if you don't want to live with her, then tell homegirl not to give him no more doll handshakes.
All right. Done.
Tito.
And done.
Thank
All right.
you, Tito.
Tito, thank you for calling in, buddy. Have a good one.
Yeah, anytime.
Bye.
All right, we got to go ahead and get all of our votes tallied from our jurors. It's a close one, I know that for sure. So
it is.
We're going to go ahead and do some peak traffic, get all the votes tallied and totaled up, and we'll come back with those in just 1 minute.
All rise for the Honorable Chris.